Start your day the Turnaway, Northwest London, Wednesday, 27th of Elul, 13th of September, by Pesach Kron Shlita, bringing Mashiach closer. This week's Turnaway is sponsored in Nishmat, Terra Magolis, Bas Yeshua Kohen.
The topic is my life, my
Siddur. No, your
Siddur, your life.
Your Siddur, your life is the subject. This week's Torah Wave and Spondyl Nishmas, Peramagolis, Pastor Yeshua Kohen Lea Sholem, the Ziyatzeit is this coming Friday, and also Lea Nishmas, Reb Zev, Ben Reb Do, Zichron Lebroch.
It's a tremendous chus for me to be able to come back once again to Torah Way. I thank my dear friend Duri for inviting me once again to come to speak to all of you. I understand this is a very, very special year for Torah Way. It's 20th anniversary. What a tremendous chus. It started by Menachem David Zaltzman. His family should have gesund and panosa and yeshuas and nechomis for the great chus harabim. And 2 years later, it began here in London. I just want to mention some of the names that have been so influential in making sure that this year continues. And one of the people actually is a woman, that's Ruth Collins. I hope that she hears this. I know I get in New York every week the gorgeous, gorgeous posters that she makes, and always with a picture of the Seder of the week. And it's very, very creative. I know that her husband, Richard, is always with her. It's very difficult every week to come out with something special, the deadlines and the changes that are made at the last minute. So, Ruth, you should have brochen, atzlocha, and nachas. I know here in London, Dudi Itzkowitz, Johnny Revson, Josh Frankel, and Yankee Wiesenfeld are all integral parts of Torah Way, and David, you should bench all of them with brochen, atzlocha, and the schus of Torah the Rabbim. I've decided to speak about a topic that is so important to every single one of us, especially as we finish off Elul and come to the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and that's the inyan of Tefillah. Tefillah, the way I look at it, is a connection not only between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but us and each other. Tefillah is connection between people in Klal Yisrael and people with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And the first thing to understand is, what does the word tefillah mean? Where does it come from? And the Maral tells us something fascinating. The Maral tells us, we all know the famous story in the Torah where Yaakov Avinu, Nebuch, did not see his son for 22 years, his beloved son Yosef. And he thought that his son was dead. And then finally, after 22 years, when he comes to Mitzrayim, he sees Yosef. And the Pasuk tells us in Bereishis Memches, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayomer Yisrael al Yosef. Yisrael said to Yosef, Ra'oi fanecha, seeing your face, loy filolti. Filolti, what does filolti mean? Zokt Rashi, loy milani libi lachshoiv machshova. I never even had a thought process. Filolti means a thought process. It never even occurred to me that I would see you. And Rashi continues, loshen machshova. Zokt Heilige Maral, that's what tefillah is. Tefillah is a thought process. Tefillah is machshava. Tefillah means that you understand what you're saying and you're talking to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, a conversation. Now, just like when I'm talking to you right now, I'm thinking of every word that I'm saying. That's the ideal of tefillah. Now, of course, many, many people who daven just verbalize the words. They say the words. They don't know what they're saying, but that's a mila as well. Just like when you dial a phone, you don't have to know how the phone works. You just got to press the numbers and it works. And that's the same thing with tefillah. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah imbued so much Kedusha into the words that if you say the words, even if you don't understand what they mean, there's value. But the real value in tefillah is understanding. As a matter of fact, the Shloah Kodesh writes, Sheyechadesh divrei tachnunim v'shailus v'akoshes b'ktsas brochas ha'tefillah im loy b'kulam. That you should add words The Shulah is telling you, add words in every part of Shemoneh Esrei. Of course, you don't skip the Hebrew words, but you could talk in English and Spanish and any language that you feel comfortable. Hashem understands all languages. And not only that, that's going to be Yigmaru Loi Lachav in Libra. That's going to help that you're going to have Kavona. And Rabbi Yudah Chosid and Simon Kufnun Ches writes in Sefer Hasidim that when you daven, add in every single part. We know today, if you look in the Art Scroll Sedurim and most Sedurim, you have tefillahs by Rifaenu. You could add lists of people. I carry with me an index card that I write down the names of people that I want to daven for. And in Rifaenu, I say many of them. You can't say all of them because, obviously, unfortunately, there are many. But every time you say Rifaenu, you should be adding. In Baruch Aleinu, we all know people that need parnasa, even yourself. You could talk to Hashem in your own language. In Shema Kaleinu, you could add anything that you want before Kiyat HaShemea. The Rabbanim will show you where you can add what you're supposed to add. Now, I want to tell you something. I would never ask anybody to do anything unless I do it myself. And I want to tell you how your sitter can become your best friend. Every person, I believe, and this is my sitter, you should have your own sitter wherever you go. Why? Because I'm a big believer in underlining expressions in the sitter. And I have with me a highlighter. I always carry it with me. And if I think of something, or if I heard of a pshat, and I want to remember it, so I underline it in my sitter with this yellow highlighter, and then that sitter is talking to me. Now, you can't come into a shul wherever you're davening, take your sitter off the shelf, a shul of base medicine, underline it. You can't deface public property. But I'm going to give you small examples. For example, let's say you're davening every morning in Hallelujahs. So we say the words Haroifei Lishavure Lev, that the Eibishter is the one who heals the brokenhearted. And now that's a tremendous mila that the Eibishter is able to heal those that are brokenhearted. So listen to what a Chassidish Rebbe once said. He said that the first letters of those words, Haroifei is Hey, Lishvure is Lamed, Lev is another Lahalal. That's the greatest praise. If you are the type of person that can walk into a room and make people feel special, that's Halal. That's great praise. So in my sitter, I have that underlined. You know why? Because that's what your role in life is. Not about yourself. Helping other people. You came to this world to take your talent, to take your kaychas, and inspire other people. Haroifei Lishvure Lev. If you underline it, it'll remind you most days. I'm not going to say that every day that you see it, you're going to remember. But if you don't have it on the line, you don't even know you said it. You don't even know where it is in the davening. But here is an expression, a beautiful expression. And like this, you underline it and the sitter is talking to you. But again, that's only if you have your own sitter. If you don't have your own sitter, obviously you can't deface public property. Now, I want to tell you that, first of all, I want to tell you a great story about the Satmar Rebbe. Now, the Satmar Rebbe had a great sense of humor. And this question was able to be asked to him only because he was that type of person. But I'll tell you just what the Satmar Rebbe's humor was like. I'll tell you a great joke that he once said. It has nothing to do with the speech, but you'll see who he was. He was once collecting money for his meisters, and somebody gave him $47. So the Rebbe said, "What's 47? Where'd you get a number like that?" He said, "Rebbe, it's begamatria, your name, Yoyel. Yud Vav Aleph Lamed." So the Rebbe said, "In the Haim, Flecht Mechif and Yoylish." In the old country, they called me Yoylish. So you could bet that Satmar Chosid had to pay another $300, you know, for that shin. But the Rebbe was once at a chasana, and there was a batchan there. We all know that at the Hasidic weddings, you have a batchan. And the batchan asked the Rebbe, "Can I imitate you?" Now, that's not a question that you could ask every Rav. But the Satmar Rebbe, he felt he could get away with it. And the Rebbe said, "Yeah." And he took a talis from his bag, a trickster's batchan, and he put it over his head, just like the Rebbe did. And with a high accent and a high-pitched voice, he was imitating the Rebbe. It was absolutely perfect. Everyone was hysterical, except the Rebbe. The Rebbe was looking. He was shocked. His mouth dropped open. He could not believe this imitation. And suddenly he started crying. And the batchan in the beginning didn't notice that the Rebbe was crying. But when he saw that his Rebbe, who he loved, was crying, he stopped his shtick right away. And he went over and he said, "Rebbe, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to make the Rebbe cry." And the Rebbe said, "It has nothing to do with you." So he said, "So why was he crying?" Listen to what he said. He said, "I saw that you, how you were imitating me. It was so incredible and so exact that it occurred to me, listen to this genius remark. It occurred to me sometimes when I come to shul, I'm only imitating myself. What does that mean? That sometimes you come to shul, you have a lot on your mind. Family, panosa, shalom bayis, whatever, shiduchim. So you're not into the davening, but you can't just stand around here and do nothing. So you shake and you say the words and you go through the motions. You're only imitating yourself. So if the Heilige Rebbe can be moided that sometimes he's only imitating himself, how in the world, what should we say about ourselves? Sometimes also we're going through the motions. How are we going to change that? And I believe that one of the ways of changing it is having your own sitter and making comments and writing on the side of the sitter. I'll give you a small example, something that I have on my sitter. Did it ever occur to anybody that the word Moedim, Mem Vav Dalet Yud Mem, is equal 100? Why? Because you have to be grateful for 100% of the things that you have. Not everybody has everything. You have a house, you have a spouse, you have a child, you have a parnosa. Every single thing that you have, 100% of what you have to be grateful for. So in my sitter, I have right next to the word Moedim equals 100. So that I'll try to remember that everything that I have. Again, I don't have everything. None of us have everything. But everybody has something. So whatever you have, you keep it in mind. And you have it in mind when you're saying the word Moedim. But I want to tell you another thing. Remember, I was once in Bnei Brak. And I was told that there's a tremendous Talmid Chacham, Rav Schulzinger, who gives a daf numerous times, just like Rav Simcha Bamberger in Manchester gives a daf different times during the day. But he was very close, this Rav Schulzinger, to Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, the Slabodka Rosh Hashiva who lived in Bayit Vagan. And I was told that he wrote about him and he knows many stories about him. So I went to the daf that day in the afternoon and I walked him home. And I said, maybe you could tell me a story about Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky that nobody knows. He said, I'll tell you a story. He said, Rabbi Cheskel lived in Bayit Vagan. And he was very close to the Amshin of a Rebbe. And one day the Amshin of a Rebbe was very, very sick. He needed a blood transfusion. And people went over to Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky and they said, you know, your friend the Rebbe, he's very sick. He needs a blood transfusion. He said, you're right, we have to daven for him. But he said, but you should know I daven every day that I don't need a blood transfusion. So the Talmud says, every day? Where do you daven every day that you don't need a blood transfusion? So he said, I'll show you. He says, you daven it also, except you don't realize it. In Rachem, in benching, we say like this, V'no al tatzricheinu Hashem alekeinu. Hashem, make it that we don't need loyli de matnas bosar v'dam. That we don't need the present of bosar, like meat, like a transplant, like a lung transplant, a heart transplant, a kidney transplant, or dam, transfusion. I couldn't believe he was serious. I wasn't going to question him. Then when I came back to Brooklyn, I went to my Rebbe Rav David Cohen. I said, could you really have that kavana? Boss of a dom means usually a human being. And he's saying boss of a dom is a transplant and a blood transfusion? So Rav David said, of course. If you have the kavana of what the regular words mean, how Chazal understood it, and you have another kavana because the words mean something to you in a different way, so of course you could have it in mind. So in my siddur, I have Loili de Matnas Bas of Adam underlined so I could remember. It's not only that you don't have to come out to a human being, but you shouldn't chas v'shalom need a transplant or a blood transfusion. So I want to tell you a great story. You're not going to believe this. So a couple years ago, I was in Eretz Yisrael, and I was in a restaurant called Goldie's in Ezra's Torah, and there's a guy, David Newman, who's the head of the food department. And he's sitting. He sees I'm sitting with my wife and my some of my granddaughters. He says, Rabbi Krohn, because of you, I got a new pshat in tefillah. I said, because of me? He said, yeah, remember you told us that pshat of Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, Loli de Manas Bos of Adam? I said, yeah. He said, I'm in the food department. Let me tell you what I was thinking about. He says, you know, there's a pasuk, Noisein Lechem Lechol Basar, Ki Le'olam Chasdai. Noisein Lechem, the Eivishter, gives bread, Lechol Basar, to all humanity, Ki Le'olam Chasdai, because the Eivishter's world is filled with chesed. He said, I'll tell you, man. Imagine if you want to eat a hot dog, or how do you say a hot dog? Yeah, a Frankfurter, right? Right? Everybody knows what a hot dog is? Yeah? Okay. So what kind of bread are you going to eat it with? Not with a bagel, you eat it with a bun. But what happens if you want cheese and lox? You're not going to eat it on a bun, you eat it on a bagel. And what happens if you want a shawarma? You're not going to eat it on a bun or a bagel, you eat it on a laffa. And what happens if you want falafel balls? You eat it on a pita. Look at that. Noisein lechem. The Eibishter gives us all kinds of bread. L'chol basa, whatever you like. You want a hot dog? He'll get you a bun. You want cheese in there? He'll get you a bagel. Shawarma, lafa, whatever. Chili alam chazeh. God is so great. Well, I did not underline that in my sitter. There's a limit. But the man was thinking. That's the idea that the guy was thinking. Now, I want to tell you a story that has affected me until this very day, including this morning. Most of us here are old enough to remember 9/11. 9/11 changed the world forever. The world will never be the same until Mashiach comes because of what happened on that terrible, catastrophic day in New York when the Twin Towers collapsed and 3,000 people died. So I want to tell you what happened that day. Many of you know that I am a mile. I had a bris that morning in Queens, not far from my home. I was on my way home, driving home, and I was going to put away my bris instruments, and I was flying to Toronto to speak that night. I'm in the car. My wife calls me. She says, "You can't go to Toronto tonight." I said, "Why not?" She says, "All the airports are closed." I said, "What happened?" She said, "Well, a plane just went into one of the towers. Nobody knows if it's a terrorist attack or as an accident, but they grounded every flight in America." And I put on the radio, and the guy is screaming because even though he's on the radio, but he's watching a screen, and he sees how the first tower is burning. I come into the house, I put on the radio. As I put on the radio, the guy is screaming because he's watching the second plane go in. And of course, we know the terrible, terrible tragedies and how the world was changed, all the travel restrictions, only because of the Arabs and the Muslims, Yimach Shemam is a problem. That afternoon, I get a call from Mrs. Rachel Reifer. Rachel Reifer, I believe, was born in Manchester. She was the principal of Shevach High School at the time. I'm on the board of Shevach. I'm one of the people who hired her. And I admit that one of the reasons that I hired her was because of her English accent. You see, to you guys, the English accent is nothing. But we in America, Rabbi Gidlevsky can tell you, that everybody thinks that the English people are so smart just because of their accent. Okay, I don't know if it's true or not, but, you know, that's what people think. But anyway, what?
Underline that.
Yeah, I'll underline that, right. But anyway, she calls me up and she says, "Rabbi Cohen, you got to come tomorrow and you got to give a speech to the girls and give them a Torah perspective of what happened today." I said, "Are you kidding? I'm frightened and confused like everybody else. I can't speak about this. I don't know what to say. It's frightening." She said, "Look, I'm having an assembly tomorrow at 9 o'clock, right after davening. I'm letting the kids out early today. I need somebody to come to speak. And you've spoken so many times for us." I said, "Listen, I never go any place without preparing before I speak. You've got to give me a couple hours." I called her back a few hours later. I spoke to Rabbonim. I looked in Svarim. I said, "Okay, I'll be there tomorrow." The next morning I come, and it's right after davening, and she gets up just to introduce me, literally for less than 2 minutes. But what she said in those 2 minutes affected me more, and I still remember more what she said than what I said in my whole drasha. And this is what she said. She said, "Girls, everybody knows what we went through yesterday." She said, "I want you to know, take out your siddurim, and I want to show you something." And she said, "We know that in Aleinu, there are three paragraphs, and if any of you have a siddur in front of you, take out your siddur, you're about to see something that you never saw before. Aleinu, there are three paragraphs. There's Aleinu, V'alkeinakava, and Altira. And many people don't say Altira." She said, "But let's read Altira together. Altira mipachat pisayim. Don't be afraid of sudden terror and the calamity of Roshayim when it comes. We say to the Goyim, Utu Eitzov Asufar, you have ideas, but it's going to be annulled. Dabru Dovar, you have ideas, V'lo Yokum, but it won't have fruition, it won't stand. Why? Ki Imonokel, because the Eivish is with us." She said, "Girls, just remember for the rest of your life, no matter what happens, never be so broken that you can't go further in life. Why? Because the Eibush is with us." I was so moved by that I decided from that afternoon on, I will never forget to say Altira. Now, the truth is that when you undertake something in the beginning, you do forget. But today, it's almost impossible that I should say Aleinu without saying Altira. Years go by, and Nebuch, Rachmana Litzlan, on a Friday night, this wonderful principal who everybody loved, Rachel Reifer, she was crossing Route 59 in Muncie, Friday night, and Nebuch, an old man, was driving. He didn't see her, and he hit her and he killed her. And now Sunday was the Levaya. That Levaya was Gehenna itself. the screaming of the students who loved her, and the board members and the teachers. It was horrendous. Now, everybody knew that I was close to her. I used to come to speak for her many times in the school. And by the Shloshim, they asked me I should come to Muncie, where she lived, to give a drasha. Without exaggeration, there were 1,000 people there, 1,000 women at the Beis Yaakov of Muncie, the Yeshiva Spring Valley, rather. And I spoke about her. And I told everybody the story, how I started saying Altira because of her. And then I said this, and I want you to watch this in the Siddur. I said, as I started saying Altira over the years, the third pasuk puzzled me. The third pasuk is from Yeshaya. And Yeshaya is quoting Hashem. And Hashem says the word I 5 times. I. What is going on in this pasuk? I'm going to read it in Hebrew, and I'll translate, and we're going to see something new that you never saw before. V'yad zikna anihu, v'yad seva anias bol. What is going on in this pasuk? And I'll tell you what I began to realize over the years, that many of us are into ourselves. I want, I need, I crave. But Chazal are telling you, before you go into the world, after you finish davening, just remember what the Eivisha says. V'yad zikna, you're going to get old. Don't worry, Anihu, I'll be there for you. I don't get old. V'yad seva, you'll be elderly. Ani esbol, I will endure with you. Ani asisi, I made you. Ani esa, I'll carry you. V'ani esbol v'amalit, I'll save you. You know what I means? I care, I do, I help. And every single altira, I have all those 5 anis underlined. And from this Heiliger morning together, we have to make a Kabbalah bli neder, that we will never miss saying altira. I'm not telling you to change the meaning in the shul, but yourself, you should not miss saying altira. You know why? Because when you underline those 5 anis, that sitter's talking to you. Life is not about you. Life is about helping other people. I help, I do, I care. Ani asisi, ani esa, ani esbova amalek. That's what it's all about. And that's why your sitter's talking to you. If you don't have your own sitter, you're not even saying it. You don't even realize it's there. But if you have it underlined, Shachos Mincha Ma'ariv, then all of a sudden the sitter's talking to you. Your sitter becomes your friend. And your sitter's guiding you. That's the beauty of it. The sitter's telling you how you have to live. And that's why I believe that every one of us should have our own sitter. And the sitter is talking to you. But again, only when you can underline it. So I want to tell you 2 more things, and with that we'll close. We remember a number of years ago, there were 3 Israeli boys, modern Israeli boys, wonderful kids, Naftali, Gilad, and Ayal, the Rachmana Litzlan, were kidnapped. And for 2 weeks, nobody knew where they were. Nobody could believe the Israeli detectives are the smartest detectives in the world. How in the world could they have not found those 3 kids? And everybody was davening. Even though they were Kippah Sruga boys, it makes no difference. Every person, I was in Zurich, happened to be during that time, that period. I remember Friday night in one of the shuls in Zurich, everybody was wearing a kapota, a bekesher, a strimal. And right before Kabbalah Shabbos, a guy got up and said, "Medav davna for the kinder." And the crying, and the davening, and the tilim was absolutely incredible. A few days later, they were found. They were all had been killed. Now, Naftali's mother, Mrs. Frankel, is a very articulate woman. She was born in America. She speaks a beautiful English. And she said something that is so holy, it's almost impossible to believe that a woman in our generation could say that. And what she said was like this. She said at the end, I know somebody who went to be Menachem Avil heard it. At the end, she said she had a nechama. And everybody was wondering, what kind of nechama, what kind of consolation could she have? Is anything worse than losing a child, a teenage child? And listen to what she said. She said, "My son's, Naftali, his favorite mitzvah was tefillin. He loved wearing his tefillin. He took care of his tefillin so meticulously. And I knew that those terrorists would not let him wear his tefillin for those 2 weeks that he was missing." And then she said, when I heard that he was killed the first day, I had a nechama because I felt at least my son didn't have to go one day without wearing tefillin. Could you imagine the heilig woman should say something like that? That she had a nechama that her son did not have to go one day without wearing tefillin. I was so nistragish from that. I told people wherever I spoke, please, we have to make a new Kabbalah that when we have tefillin, we shouldn't be talking. There's some people, when they talk, they hold on to the tefillin, at least they remember. But we need a certain zahirus, and I had a whole posters that I made, a little posters, like postcard size, disconnect to reconnect, disconnect your phone so you can connect to Hashem. One day I'm giving the drosha, and a Rebbe in Yeshiva Dakatero, Yaron Halbertal, comes over to me. I couldn't believe what he told me. He said, don't you realize what you're saying? I said, no. He said, what do you mean? He said, do you realize that Naphtali is the Oseis Tefillin? Nun, Pei, Tof, Lamed, Yud. Tof, Pei, Lamed, Yud, Nun. I went crazy. I couldn't believe it. And that's what the Gemara says, Shmo Gorim, your name has an influence. I guarantee you that when Mrs. Frankel and her husband named their son Naphtali, whether they named him after an uncle, Zayda, or an Adam God, or whatever, they were not thinking that his mitzvah would be tefillin. But that's what a name is all about. And I think from this Heiliger meeting that we have this morning, not only that you should have your own siddur, and not only that you should underline and say Altira, but we have to make a greater zahirus in tefillin, that we shouldn't be talking when it comes to tefillin. We have to disconnect our phones. It's not good enough to put it just on silent, because when you feel the vibration, you're going to want to take a quick look and see who texted you. So we have to disconnect, to reconnect, and the schus of these children, and the schus of Naphtali, Gilad, and Ayal. So I just want to tell you this story, and with that we'll close. I remember many, many years ago, I had a bris in a non-frum neighborhood in Long Island, which is outside the city limits. It's in Merrick, Long Island. After the bris, I'm in the kitchen washing my hands, and I see a woman is crying. Now, you could tell if a woman is crying from sadness or from joy. She was upset. I went over to her. I said, I see that you're upset. Is there anything that I can do for you? She says, no, Rabbi, I don't want to talk about it. So I said, no, but tell me. You never know. You could get some advice. She said, Rabbi, this is the third time that you're in this house. This is my best friend. This is our third child. What does God want from me? Why don't I have any children? And she burst into tears, and she couldn't stop. I had to say something to her. I said to her, I want to tell you something. I want to give you advice from the rabbis of the Talmud. I couldn't even say Gemara. She wouldn't know what a Gemara is. I said, the rabbis say that if somebody has a problem, whatever the problem is, find somebody else who's got that problem and pray for them, and you'll see that you're going to be answered first. And I told her, look, whatever your fertility problem is, it's not my business. Go to your doctor, find out, and pray for somebody else, and you'll see, you'll be answered first. I took her name and her mother's name, put it on a tefillin list. I forgot about it. I told her to give tzedakah, and I forgot about it. A year later, a lady calls me up. She says, Rabbi Krohn, do you remember who I am? I said, thank God, I see so many people every day. Who are you? She says, Rabbi, I'm the lady in Merrick, Long Island, in the kitchen. Remember you gave me the advice? I said, oh my gosh. Where are you calling from? Why are you calling? She said, Rabbi, I want you to know that day I went to the doctor and he told me about another person who has my problem. I've been praying for that person every day, and today I'm calling from North Shore University Hospital. I just had a baby boy. I said to her, I can't believe it. You made my day. And she said, Rabbi, I may have made your day, but you made my life. And that bris and the one that I did for her afterwards, 2 years later, are one of the greatest that I ever did. Did it ever occur to anybody that the whole middle part of Shemoneh Esrah, Bakasha, that we ask, is Lashon Rabbim? Rifa'enu, heal us. Shema Koleinu, listen to us. Re'enu Vanyenu, see our pain. Slach Lanu, V'choneinu, it's Lashon Rabbim. And all we're thinking about is ourselves? That's not what davening is. Davening is connection to other people. We know so many people, even in this Heilige Beis Medrash this morning, that have so many problems. Think about them. Stop thinking only about yourself. Of course you're allowed to daven about yourself, but you got to daven about others. That's what tefillah is. It's a connection to each other, and it's a connection to Hashem. So we've spoken about a very important aspect of life, and that's connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connection to Hashem, connection to each other. This is how to do it. This is one way. Get your own sitter today. Go to Mikey Willick. He'll take care of you. And you, or wherever you go. And get your own sitter and start underlining expressions. What you heard today or what you heard other places. I'll just tell you this. We have no time, so I can't tell you the whole story. But the Sklener Rebbe was in jail once. And he thought he was going to be there forever. And he was davening. And he came to Baruch Sha'ama. And he was saying, Baruch Sha'ama, if you take a look in Baruch Sha'ama, everything Merachim Al-Oretz, Merachim Al-Abriyas, it's all positive. And then it says, Baruch Goyza Makayim. Devishter makes a gzeira and he's Makayim. That's terrible. How does it fit in? And the Rebbe said, Hashem, I don't want you to let me out of this jail until I figure it out. And he kept on saying, Baruch Goyza Makayim, Baruch Goyza Makayim. Then he came up with the most ingenious pshat. Baruch Goyza means the Devishter sometimes has to make a gzeira. However, Umakayim, he gives us the strength to have kiyum, to be able to exist even through that difficult time. Baruch Goyze, the Eibishter's Gebench, you know why? Because he gives us the strength to withstand the difficult tests in life. I have it underlined in my sitter. Baruch Goyze Makayim, you know why? Because we all go stuff. We all go through stuff. I have a friend in America, he prints business cards, and he gives it out to people, and it says, you know what it says? Every person you meet is going through something you know nothing about. Every person you meet is going through something you know nothing about. You come to a shul, looks like this guy has everything, right? It's not true. You just don't know what he's going through. If that's the case, you got to find out. What are people going through? Feel the pain of other people. Daven nusach der loshen rabim. Rifa'enu, shmakaleinu, borecholeinu. Tefillah's connection. David should help that in this final days of Elul, and a Rosh Hashanah that says you made tshuva, Yom Kippur, tell Hashan Rabba that we should make a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to each other. And the Eibush should answer our tefillas l'toyiv. You should all have a good year, a gebench year. Again, I thank Duty for inviting me. And we should have only simchas and mazel and bracha. Amen.
Eight is the cross, the black stone.